All right, now we're going to talk to Vivian, who's dealing with some frozen pipes. Tell us about it, and how cold is it?
Hi there. You have a great program. I'll say that first.
Thank you, Vivian.
I have a rental property. Second floor condo is my unit. Last weekend, I had a frozen pipe just in the kitchen in the unit, and it took 3 days for it to thaw out. I had a plumber there who worked feverishly, but it still took that amount of time. Had to turn the water off. When he was finished, he suggested an electrical box that could be installed underneath the kitchen sink. I don't know anything about it and haven't been able to find anything about it, and it is called AutoCirc, AutoCirc.
Now, AutoCirc are pumps that are installed under the sink or the faucets that are farthest away from the water heater. And what they do is they draw a slow stream of water throughout the plumbing lines. And I guess what your plumber is suggesting that by
helping to recirculate the hot water through it?
Yeah, that's right. By circulating the water, you keep it moving, it won't freeze. A better solution is to figure out a better way to rerun the plumbing pipes so that they're not exposed to as much temperature.
All right.
The website, by the way, for that product is AutoCirc.com, AutoCirc.com, and there's a good drawing there that tells you how the system works. But basically, it keeps the water moving through the lines. It's designed for people that are tired of waiting a long time for hot water, in the morning, for example, and just has it's got a small circulating pump that does the trick.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom, what happens, why do we sometimes hear about pipes freezing and then thawing or pipes freezing till they burst? What sort of causes it? Is it a temperature thing? Is it a location?
Well, what happens is, in the pipes that burst, it's more common to have a hot water pipe than a cold water pipe, and here's why. When you have water that goes through the hot water heater, it takes some of the air out of it. The cold water has more air entrained in it than hot water, so that when the water expands, it really, really expands. It doesn't compress. It expands and it rips the pipe open. So hot water pipes are more likely to freeze and burst than cold water pipes for that very reason. And in this situation, keeping that hot water pipe moving might help the situation in terms of not allowing it to freeze, but it doesn't address the cold water pipe, which will still freeze and still not run.
Interesting, but not burst.
But, well, not as likely to
burst. Not as likely to.
Gets cold enough, they're all going to burst.
My goodness. All right, well, I hope that helps Vivian.